The Word as the breath of God. As 2 Timothy illustrates, Christians see the Bible as inspired by God. If we take the word inspire seriously, we can say that this means that the authors of the Bible were animated by an in-breathing. A breathing in of the life-giving and creative Word of God, like an inhalation of fresh air. The oxygenation, the new life and enrichment that inhalation gives through the lungs within a living person, is comparable to the breathing of new life into our whole being when we are blessed by the words of sacred scripture. By this inspiration, we make deeper and deeper discoveries about God within us and the world, and more fresh expressions of the life-giving word that sustains and creates the world all the time. The Bible is a prayerful collection of words about Jesus, the Word of God as he is called, at the start of John's Gospel. As the prologue to John's Gospel puts it so poetically, the Word of God has been present with God since the dawn of time, and with God has created everything that lives and breathes in all creation. The Word of God is what became incarnate in Jesus of Nazareth's life, teaching, death, and resurrection. Jesus Christ is the living Word of God, in the flesh, in our world, and in our lives. The Bible witnesses to Jesus as this Word of God, one way or another, anticipating, echoing, approaching, describing, hallowing, depicting, and witnessing to the Christ. So the Bible is the written Word of God, which witnesses to the living Word of God, Jesus Christ. The Word of God is not black print on a white page. The Word of God is a person who is represented in the books of the Bible. This crucial point helps us to understand the Bible as the breath of God. Jesus in the Gospels breathes the Holy Spirit. He is the Word incarnate, God with us, God for us, one of us yet from the heart of God. This way of seeing the Bible as an expression of the breath of God, incarnate in Jesus, becomes crucial when we come to interpret and use the Bible for meaning and purpose in our lives. It means that when we read the black print on the white page, we approach it with great prayer, care and respect as an authority for us, in that it points to or reveals Jesus the Christ, the living Word of God.